What is truth is an essential question because the truth matters. We have to know things as they really are to build our lives on the rock rather than sand. And knowing the truth only happens through knowing God according to His Word through Christ.
Welcome to the Christ Our Constant podcast with Village Christian Spiritual Life Director Paul Pitts III. This podcast is Village Christian School declaring on Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. This is the foundational heartbeat built upon the solid rock of Christ Jesus and His gospel. And now, PP3.
What if all your dreams came true and you had everything you ever wanted, but you knew the whole time it was built on lies? What if you had the family, money, achievements, and all the happiness in the world, but one day found out everything and everyone in your life was lying to you? What if you spent your whole life lying to yourself and rejecting your need for God? Friends, if your life is built upon the foundation of lies, you will never know a life that is true, good, and beautiful. We should be asking questions like, what is real, what is right, and what is lovely? As human beings beautifully made in the image of God, you were formed and fashioned to know the truth, desire the good, and love the beautiful. All of us long for truth, goodness, and beauty. But we live in and contribute to a world of lies, evil, and ugliness. Just turn on the news, scroll on a feed, or think about your life honestly, and you really can't deny it. There's nothing more important, though, than knowing the truth, since only the truth can set you free from your own brokenness. So, today I want to briefly answer Village Christian School's second essential question, what is truth? Because there's no rock-solid foundation for life apart from the truth. My goal is to show the goodness and beauty of truth, and this goal requires that we look to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We will do this from John 18:37-38, where Jesus is speaking with the Roman governor named Pilate. Jesus had already been betrayed by Judas, deserted by his disciples, and falsely put on trial. We'll enter into this conversation with Pilate, who was the government authority to approve Jesus being crucified. And he wanted to know who Jesus was and what Jesus came to do. So John 18:37-38, the text reads, "Then Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?' Jesus answered, 'You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.' Pilate said to him, 'What is truth?'" I want to look at this text from two headings: the truth's mission in verse 37 and the truth's meaning in verse 38. So let's look to verse 37 first, the truth mission. Truth was what Jesus was all about. Truth defined Jesus's mission on this earth. Truth was what Jesus taught and who Jesus was. If you don't have the truth, you really don't have anything. Without the truth, you can never know fact from fiction, real from fake, or reality from fantasy. Apart from the truth, you couldn't even have conversations or actual relationships with people. Without truth, there's no true love. Jesus came to give us the truth. Jesus came on a mission to deliver you the truth. You don't have to wonder or search for it like it's lost. The truth is known and found from Christ. But Jesus also said people love darkness rather than the light, and people reject him for lies even though he offers true life. The people of Jesus' day rejected him as the Son of God and promised king because they didn't want a savior from sin, just a warrior to get them a kingdom. So Pilate, this Roman governor, had to deal with the Jewish people bringing Jesus to him and wanting Jesus dead. And in verse 37, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you a king?" Jesus responds saying that Pilate is correct in saying that Jesus is king. But that's not all Christ said. King Jesus goes further. As the good king, the savior king, who will one day make all things beautiful again, Jesus tells Pilate, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I came into the world to testify to the truth." Jesus came into the world to declare and tell the truth. Jesus came to bring you the truth, and the truth Jesus brings is beautiful good news for broken sinners like us. Jesus goes on to say, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." This means if you are a friend of the truth and belong to the truth, you listen to Jesus. You hear him speak to your heart through his word. You can't answer the grand question, what is truth, without looking to and hearing from the word of Christ Jesus. So, are you listening to lies? Building your life upon the lies of the world or the lies of your own heart? Are you a friend of the truth? Do you belong to the truth? How you answer those questions has everything to do with your response and relationship to Jesus. The Bible says sinners naturally suppress the truth and exchange the truth of God for lies. But I pray that's not you today. Suppressing the truth and rejecting Jesus because you want to sin in peace and ignore God pulling on your heart. Especially when Jesus said in John 8:31-32, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Only the word of Christ, only through receiving the gospel of King Jesus, can you become a disciple of Jesus, know the truth, and experience how the truth of his unchanging and unfailing and holy love sets you free. Free from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and one day, freedom from the presence of sin to be with Christ forever. Free from guilt, shame, and slavery to yourself. Free from the expectations and pressure of this world. Free from every plan of darkness. Free to truly live and free to deeply love. This is what the truth of Jesus brings to those who trust and come to him. But in John 18-38, Pilate wasn't really fazed by Jesus' answer, and he responds with, "What is truth?" Bringing us to our main question and second point. We looked at the truth mission. Now we come to the truth's meaning. So John 18:38, the truth's meaning. Pilate asked Jesus, most likely sarcastically, "What is truth?" He thought Jesus' answer was irrelevant to whether he should be crucified or not. But he ends up asking one of the most foundational questions that all of us should ask to Jesus. What is truth? And the Bible teaches us truth is not whatever works, something that can bring success, but still be rooted in lies. Truth is not just what you understand or makes sense to you. The truth isn't limited by your mind. Truth is not your feelings nor determined by your feelings. The truth needs to inform and guide your feelings. You experience your feelings for real, but your feelings do not always match with the truth. Truth is not just what makes you feel good. True bad news is still true. Truth is not whatever the majority says. The majority of people are often wrong. Truth is not found in your intentions. You can be sincere and have good intentions, but be sincerely wrong. It doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is whether your beliefs are true. And some of the worst phrases are, "My truth, your truth, live your truth, no one can tell you your truth." What if American slave masters said owning slaves was their truth? What if I jumped off a roof and said, "Gravity is not my truth"? The truth is not to be confused with your opinions or perspectives, and especially delusions. You can't have your own version of the truth. Truth belongs to God. Truth is one of the most powerful words until you put the word "my" in front of it. And if someone says there's no such thing as truth, tell them they're making a truth claim. And if there's no such thing as truth, why should anyone believe them? Saying there's no such thing as truth is like saying with words, there's no such thing as words. Friends, there is truth. We need truth. We can know the truth, and God has given us truth. Truth is God's revelation of reality. Truth is what is. The truth is telling it like it really is. Truth is the way things really are. Truth is actual reality, and reality is determined and revealed by God. This is truth's meaning. The word truth in the Bible, in the original languages the scriptures were written, meant faithful, trustworthy, reliable, and firm. Truth is firm to reality. Truth is what is actually real, as opposed to false. Like the fact that we aren't just who we feel we are. I can't just say I feel like I'm 7'2", or I'm the mayor of Los Angeles, and then go to the mayor's office. That's just not reality. We are who God says we are and who God made us to be. That's firm reality. Truth is good and beautiful and offensive only to those who desire to deny reality. But through Jesus, the truth can set you free. And truth has everything to do with love. The Bible says love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It's been said love and truth are bound together because God is love and God is truth. The Bible says we ought to speak the truth in love. There's no way to be all in about love without being committed to the truth. We can't live in real love if we reject and ignore the truth. So if you want to live a life of love, you must joyfully be serious about truth. So if Jesus came on a truth mission, and truth's meaning is faithful to reality, consistent with reality, the way things really are, how can you pursue the truth? And what does truth mean for your life? I want to briefly explore these questions before I close with four steps to help you pursue and value truth, to know the God of truth, to look to the Word of truth, which points you to Jesus and the gospel of truth. So one, pursue truth, value truth, love the truth. The Bible tells us all over that truth is valuable. So you should pursue and love the truth, which firstly means you must pursue knowing God. So second, God is the God of truth. Truth is in God and from God. So if you're going to pursue truth, you have to pursue God. It is impossible for God to lie. He is truth itself. If you reject truth, you reject God. But when you accept the truth, you accept God. Pursuing truth means pursuing God. And the way to accept and pursue God is through His Word. So three, the truth of God is found in the Word of God, the Bible. If you want to build your life upon the truth, you must love and build your life upon the truth of the Bible. When it comes to truth, we need revelation. Since we do not define ultimate and absolute truth, we receive it from God. So building your life upon the truth has everything to do with the Bible. And part four, the main message of the Bible is the gospel of truth. The good news that Jesus Christ came to save sinners, to seek and save the lost. God is eternally good. He created us. He keeps us alive, yet we often sin against Him and love things over Him. So the holy and just God is serious about punishing sin, but also serious about saving sinners to display His goodness. This gospel truth is the message of God's wisdom and holiness, His free grace, rich mercy, and redeeming love shown in Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, became a man to live the perfect life we failed to live, but then lay His life down on the cross in our place to die for our sins, and then rise again, showing He is the Savior. He is the Son of God. He really did pay the price so that you can be saved from judgment, forgiven, adopted, and made beautifully right with God. Jesus came to make you a friend of the truth and to belong to the truth. A life of truth and light comes through receiving and rooting your life in the truth of the gospel. Friend, why go on living in darkness, pushing away the truth and building life upon lies? Turn from sin and trust Jesus. He is not a way, a truth, but the way, the truth, and the life. Only Christ can forgive and fulfill you. Only Christ knows the worst about you, yet loves you the most. You couldn't ask for a greater Savior. So repent and believe in Him. Trust and accept Him with the empty hands of faith. His salvation and eternal life is a gift, an unearned and undeserved gift, not earned or achieved, but received through simple childlike faith. If you want to know truth, build your life upon the truth, you have to know and value the truth. Pursue the truth that comes from God in His Word, which points you to the gospel of Christ. The good life is one that rests and treasures the truth. Knowing the truth comes from God, His Word, and gives you the gospel. The truth is not only biblical information, but a person in Jesus Himself. So follow Him, and you will always know the truth. What is truth is an essential question, because the truth matters. We have to know things as they really are, to build our lives on the rock rather than sand. And knowing the truth only happens through knowing God according to His Word through Christ. Each of you have a choice before you. Receive the truth of God or exchange the truth for lies. It's either Christ or chaos, the Bible or no basis for anything in your life. The truth of Jesus is true whether you believe it or not. But Jesus has come so that you can come to Him and know His truth that sets you free. The goodness and beauty of the truth is fully seen in knowing Jesus Christ and His love.
This has been the Christ Our Constant podcast, a production of Village Christian School in Los Angeles, California. Help us spread the word of Christ Our Constant, available wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again soon with more devotional content, interviews, and much more.